The fate of more than 500,000 young immigrants in the United States will go before the Supreme Court today. A program known as DACA was created by President Obama in 2012 to protect immigrants who'd entered the US illegally as children. But the Trump administration wants to end the legal protections of the young immigrants, also known as Dreamers. Juan Escalante is a DACA Dreamer who faces deportation if the Supreme Court rules in Donald Trump's favor. He joins me from Florida this morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
How concerned are you that you will be deported potentially?
Well, you know, it's obviously been a lingering fear for a number of years, especially given that I've lived in the United States for the past 19 years. Thankfully, under the DACA program, that fear has subsided. But unfortunately, now that the Trump administration is suing to try to end the program, some of that fear, to some degree or another, is actually coming back to haunt me. I was born and raised in Caracas, Venezuela, which is a country that's significantly going under political, social, and economic turmoil. So you can only imagine what would happen to me and my family if we were only deported back to that country.
You've lived in the U.S. for the past 18 years. What did the DACA program actually grant you? Because it wasn't citizenship.
Yeah, that's correct. The DACA program basically was established, as you mentioned in the intro, by the Obama administration in 2012. It grants beneficiaries of the program. That means young people who entered in the country at a certain age, live continuously in the United States for a number of years, pass a background check, pay $500 to the federal government to process the application, the ability to obtain a driver's license, the ability to work legally in the United States. It grants them a social security number, and it grants them a reprieve from deportation for at least two consecutive years. Now, what the Trump administration did in 2017 was get rid of the program what a lot of courts, and I have to mention this, like it's not just been one court, it's been multiple federal courts, had deemed that the president terminated this program in the wrong manner. And that by doing so, he is actually violating the law by not following the proper steps to wind down a program like this.
And do you think Trump actually wants to get rid of people like you from the United States? Do you think that's the ultimate aim?
I mean, you know, all I can say ultimately without going into what the president may or may not be thinking at this point in time is that, you know, the evidence is in the pudding. I mean, obviously, the president of the United States campaigned as a candidate in 2015, 2016 on a very anti-immigrant rhetoric. And ultimately, what we've seen up until this point, the third year of his administration, is attack after attack on immigrants, not just people like myself by trying to get rid of this program, but on refugees, people who hold TPS that have been here for a number of years, DED holders, newcomers, I mean, you name it. And this president has essentially targeted those populations with any kind of rule change or any kind of policy that his administration can come up with.
I'm interested in how this scenario shapes your life day to day, because you have a job, you've got a couple of degrees, I think a master's degree as well, you pay taxes, yet you're undocumented. So how does it shape your life?
Well, you know, I think in my case, it's a little bit unique just because I've been doing, you know, immigration advocacy work since I was 16 years old. I'm now 30. And, you know, this is a fight that I undertook back in 2007 when I understood that I was not going to be able to go to college by the traditional means. So I've been fighting legislation. I mean, I've been fighting in Congress and, you know, different administrations for any sort of legislation that will give me and people like myself in this country relief and be able to adjust our immigration status in a just manner. However, day-to-day life is just, you know, coming to work on the service of other people to make sure that they get the resources and the services that, you know, they may be in need of.
And your parents are undocumented also. What are the implications of all of this for them?
Well, you know, my parents continue to be undocumented. They are not covered under the DACA program. So every single day for them is essentially, you know, trying to get to work without being pulled over by police and reported to immigration authorities, living under the constant pressure that, you know, despite the fact that they own a home and that they pay taxes, they cannot access any sort of government programs. And, you know, just as I mentioned before, we come from a country that currently is experiencing, you know, some very harsh conditions when it comes down to Accessibility to food and basic needs. So for them, it's really scary, and it's way more real than it is for me right now.
And so there are 700,000 immigrants that are DACA recipients. You're obviously connected with other fellow dreamers. Can you just describe the level of anxiety that there is about this Supreme Court ruling?
Absolutely. I'm actually in constant communication with people who are in front of the Supreme Court over in Washington, D.C. And I got to tell you, some of the stories that are coming out are not just of courage and resiliency, hoping that the Supreme Court will rule in favor of this program. But ultimately, there's a lot of stories that they exemplified, anxiety, fear, depression, a lot of uncertainty for these young people. I mean, you got to understand that unlike me, some of these people who are beneficiaries of this program are in the middle of their collegiate career. That means that they're going through college right now. Some of them may have a family and they have young children. Some of them, may work in fields like medicine or tech that are required positions. And it's not just them, their employers, their communities, their neighbors are all worried about what's going to happen if the program is terminated without Congress putting a bill on the table that the president and his administration are willing to sign to normalize the immigration status of these people.
Juan Escalante, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.